Welcome back to Internet Anonymous, everybody. I am your host, Megan Emily, and today's segment is called I've been stuck in quarantine for like 7 days now. I still can't taste, smell nothing. Thanks, COVID-19. Also can't sing, but I just thought I'd do that. Don't know why. Don't ask me why, because I just kind of do things on a whim and on an impulse, so. I want to talk about some shit. I gotta talk. This is the whole reason why I turned on the podcast, because, yeah. Anyway, so, I've made discoveries while in quarantine. I know, like, weird. No, but I've had, like, genuine revelations, okay? I don't know if that's the right word. Epiphanies? I don't know. Anyway, I've had genuine, big, cool, long vocab words that make me sound cool. Anyway, so one thing that I've realized is that when I don't take either of my medicines, so I have medicine for my ADD and I have medicine for, that's like a anti-anxiety medicine. When I don't take those, the creative juices flow, bro. The creative juices just spew out and I write and I create things left and right and I feel inspired and I have like literally an arsenal now of like lyrics that I've written, and you know, I've gotten so far in writing the book, and it's crazy to me because I was like, for the longest time, I was like, how come I can't write anything? Like, I'm in this block. Like, what is happening? Like, why can't I write anything? I don't feel inspired. I don't feel like I want to do anything. And then I stopped taking my medicine this week because I've just been sleeping a ton, and medicine's kind of useless when you're asleep. And all of a sudden, I'm this creative being that just doesn't know what to do with all of her creative juices. There's a downside to it, though. The downside is that it is only a matter of time before that catches up with me. It is only going to be a matter of time before the anxiety hits me hard again, before the ADD takes over again. And that's the really shitty part, because I can't not take my medicine forever. I need my medicine to be a normal functioning member of society, but I don't need my medicine to do what I love. And I've noticed a lot more recently is that what I love is writing, specifically writing music, and not music because I can't really write like the actual music part, but writing lyrics, and writing my book and all this freelance stuff that I just forgot existed when I started taking medication. And it's weird because the medicine helps me on a normal day-to-day 9-to-5, but when it comes to my freelance stuff, like what I want to do, my creativity, my writing, my art, everything like that, medicine is counterproductive. It's almost like medicine's there so I can be within the societal norm. Holy shitballs. Wow. That's a realization right there. But like, what if I just did like shrooms or something? God damn, no, I'm never doing shrooms. Like, no, I'm not, no. That was a joke. Chill out.
I don't know. I want to have the best of both of it. Like, I want to be able to still function and focus in society, but I also want to be able to continue to write and continue to put out all these creative outlets that I have, but I can't do both. It's really unfortunate. Like, really unfortunate. Because I'll be honest with you, not to toot my own horn or anything, not to make myself sound like a cocky little bitch, but I'm going to sound like a cocky little bitch for a second. I've been reading the stuff that I've been writing. Okay, I read it. It comes out of my brain. I know exactly what it is. I'm impressed with myself, dude. Like, I don't know if anybody else would like this stuff, but my lyrics that I've written this week, like, I probably have an entire album's worth of lyrics. No music to it, obviously, because I can't play music, I can't write music, but just lyrics in general. There's probably about 15 to 14 songs that I've written. And like, every single one of them, I'm like, man, put the right music to this, and it's gonna be fucking fire. I mean, they're deep, and they're personal, and I'm really proud of it, but first of all, I don't have a way to put music to it. Second of all, I don't have a way to put music to it that's the right sound that I would want. Because y'all know I love my acoustic music. You know I love the guitar. But third, like, I'm confident in this stuff. I love it. I think I've done a good job, but I don't think everybody else will think so. There's the downside. That's where that anxiety comes in. You know, and I think in a way a little bit of that is good because it shows that you're very self-aware. But on the other side, like, I know my anxiety. I know how it functions. That's going to take over really quick. That little thought right there, it's going to ruminate. And it's just gonna, it's gonna be the death of me, which is why I have to go back to taking my medicine. But I'm thinking about, like, maybe, like, 1 week of the month I don't take my medicine. And just let the juices flow. Because I'm really, really proud of this stuff, guys. I wrote lyrics for a song earlier today. I call it Inhaler. And I was reading those lyrics and I was just, holy crap. And like, I had forgotten all these things that had happened to me. And then because of the medicine, like, I just blocked everything out. And that's what I've been really good at doing. And then all of a sudden now I'm able to get back in touch with those things. And holy, holy guacamole. Like, I'm impressed with myself. Just really impressed with myself. Anyway, I wanted to pop in because I wanted to talk about that. Because if I didn't talk about it when I start taking my medicine again tomorrow, I'll forget it. I'll forget everything. It really, my medicine really does numb me to the world. But after a while, I can't live with my own brain without medicine sometimes. So it's a catch-22. There's a lot of pros. There's a lot of cons. And it's just something that I have to deal with. But it also is something that I'm always going to be open and honest about. I'm never going to hide the fact that I do take anti-anxiety medicine and I do take ADD medicine. I'm always going to be open and honest about the side effects and the disappointing aspects of it. And even the happy aspects of it, too. One of the disappointing aspects about the ADD medicine is if I don't take it for a certain amount of time, I can't sleep at night. I'll be up till like 6 or 7 in the morning. Because, like, my brain's just like, nah, fuck it, dude. It just doesn't stop. Like, my brain just won't stop. And it's so hard to describe to somebody who's never experienced it. But think of it as, like, you're at a sleepover with a friend, and that friend will not shut the fuck up. Just won't. Just keeps talking and talking and talking. And you're just sitting there like, I'm exhausted. I need to go to sleep. But you don't have the strength or the power to tell them to shut the fuck up. I think that's the best analogy I could possibly create for that. That's actually pretty accurate. That's about what it feels like. But imagine that, like, every single night. Every night. And it's difficult, and you lose a lot of sleep, and then you're exhausted during the day, but then you're fucking wide awake at night. And it's a lot. It's a lot. Anyway, wow, we're 10 minutes already. Damn. Shit. Maybe I'm the friend that doesn't shut the fuck up. No, I'm the friend that's inspired that just wants to tell you everything. No, I'm the friend that doesn't shut the fuck up. Yep. That's what it is. Man, one day I'm gonna have somebody else on this podcast with me, and it's gonna be a great fucking time. But right now, you just get me. but it's okay. Because sometimes all you need is just you. Anyway, I wanted to get that out there. Wanted to get that off my chest. You know, that was today's thought process. I think we've done 4 of these in a row now. 4 or 5 of them? 4 of them, I think. This is the 4th one, I believe. No, this might be the 5th one. I don't know. We've done several of these in a row now. And that's great. That's the other thing. Oh, I wanted to mention real quick. That's the whole reason why I've been posting podcasts, is because I've got those creative juices back right now. I've got the thought process. I've got time to think. I have just this. And I've missed it so much, guys. It's really hard to want to be freelance, to want to be this creative being, to want to put my creativeness out there and want to do that, but then flip the switch and I have to be a functioning member of this little town society and go and work my 9-to-5 and come home and cook dinner and go to bed. And it's a catch-22. I've said that earlier. I'll say it again. I'll say it till the day that I die. I am 25, getting real close to turning 26 here, and I got a lot of life to live. I got a lot of things that I want to do. So, hopefully I can get them accomplished. One thing that I will say is that sometimes I can't see myself past 30, which I think that might just be like a in your 20s thing. But one thing I know for sure is that life is not going to stop at 30. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep striving. I'm gonna do what I want to do. I'm gonna create. I'm gonna be an entrepreneur, whatever. Why did I slow down talking all of a sudden? That was weird. I am going to be as authentically myself as I can be, and right now being my authentic self means being as creative and as open and as willing and ready as possible. My name is Megan Emily, and I am a writer. I am an artist, and I am ready for whatever the world wants to throw at me. Thank you guys for listening. I know sometimes I just go on rants and things like that, so it's not entirely entertaining, but it still is nice to know that someone's listening. If you have any questions or things you want me to discuss on the podcast, just hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, which will be linked in the description. But yeah, I will catch you guys on the flip side. Thank you so much for listening. I love you.